degrees and cloudy in Nashville, but it should be mostly sunny today with a high right around 90 degrees. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News 704. A Cookeville hospital is notifying thousands of patients that hackers broke into its network and their personal information could be compromised. Notices started going out to patients this week, according to the magazine Security Week. The Cookeville Regional Medical Center reported more than 300,000 individuals' data could have been taken. That could include their names, dates of birth, addresses, social security numbers, driver's license numbers, and payment information. After finding suspicious activity, the hospital brought in investigators. They found a ransomware attack happened last summer, and the hackers released the information in a free-to-download data package. The hospital said it's notifying patients what specific data was stolen. It's offering free identity protection for anyone whose social security or driver's license number was posted. There have been dozens of ransomware attacks on Tennessee health companies, including HCA Healthcare, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Tennessee, and the Murfreesboro Medical Clinic. Hackers focus on that industry because personal health information is highly valuable on the dark web, and hospitals tend to have outdated and vulnerable IT systems. The National Transportation Safety Board has released its initial report on the deadly bus crash last month that killed two middle school students from Montgomery County. It confirms earlier reports that the westbound school bus crossed the center line of Highway 70 before sideswiping a dump truck traveling in the opposite direction and colliding with an SUV. The bus then went off the road and down an embankment but remained upright. The weather was clear and dry. Clarksville now reports the federal agency is still investigating the cause of the crash. Middle Tennessee continues to outpace much of the country in population growth, with 60 residents a day moving to the Nashville area. Writer Margaret Littman argues newcomers should change, even as they change us. She was responding to a caller on This Is Nashville, complaining about people from the coasts trying to make the city like where they came from.
What we want to see is people who come here and contribute rather than extract. And I think being open to other ideas is important as part of what makes Nashville sort of this interesting kind of melting pot of ideas. So I think we do need to be open to those ideas, but you also can't expect it to be exactly like wherever you left.
While California and New York get a lot of attention, Nashville Chamber's Malik Gay says far more of the city's newcomers are from Florida and Illinois. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.